Woof, woof, woof. Welcome to the Non-Chasers here for Sportsbet and SEN Track. Nothing really changed. We're still in the bedroom. I've managed to put a carpet on the floor this time so it doesn't sound like my noise is bouncing around left, right and centre. But alas, another week of Grey and Yabba and our favourite men. I'm flanked via Zoom. Shagger, Kenny, G'day Irish Hall, Scotland.
Good evening.
How you doing, Kenny?
Good evening, G'day. Paddy. Great to be back. Always a pleasure.
How's it going, Paddy?
Never a chore, mate. Yeah, Shay, good to see you getting in there, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, quite well. Upbeat. We're feeling good that Melbourne's getting on top of this COVID stuff, finally.
Yep. Yep. Well, hopefully next week we can be back in the studio with a proper microphone and we don't have to sit here. And we hopefully won't have a live Rufus feeding session this halfway through, because I listened back last week. And he was going at that water bowl ham. He was going hard. He was a thirsty old Labrador.
You should bring him in. Bring him into the studio.
Well, remember Simon Ainsworth? Well, obviously, you're going to remember Simon Ainsworth. Squirrel. And our listeners of the show would have known who Squirrel was. He had a greyhound called Spelling Mistake on the nail clipper.
Nail clip spelling mistake.
No, there was a greyhound owned by some of the team at Sportsbet called Spelling Mistake, but they spelt it spelling, and then mistake was spelt M-I-S-T-E-A-K. So it was a bit of a double entendre. Quite clever, if you ask me.
Yeah.
And he used to bring old Nail Clipper in, and he'd just sit there and do nothing.
Love it.
Yeah. You guys never saw him up there on the...
No, Squirrel, on the trading floor? Squirrel had moved up to Sydney by the time I...
Yeah, he's before our team.
Okay. All right. Well, I digress. And it is raining for those playing at home. So if you do hear some pitter pattering, it's because Mother Nature's taking a slash on us. So, all right, boys, Origin Wednesday. It's going to be the theme of plenty of little games throughout the evening. But before we get stuck into the nitty gritty of the show, we got a little bit of a tip off the top. Start with you, Ken Waddle, Great Archer, Scotland.
I'm going to head to Warrnambool. Race 3 kicks off at 7:30 Eastern Time. I'm going to go for Box 2, a dog named after a beautiful, beautiful village in County Cavan, Ireland, Killeshandra.
And why is the dog going to win?
He ran from Box 8 last week and put on a very decent run around this track, and he moves into the inside here, and I think if he just repeats that, he should be able to win this race.
Very good. Well, you're on fire with your tips off the top. In fact, one of your tips off the top a few weeks ago, Mohawk Mork, might be my selection for a little bit later on when it comes to a multi. But Shagalala, what have you got for us, my friend?
I'm also going to Warrnambool. Mine's in race 2, kicks off at 7:18 p.m, so still plenty of time to get on that one. And I'm going for a same race multi. I think the Delbridge Kennel is going to lob a couple here. So I'm going to go for number 7, Winlock At Large, and number 8, Spring Candace, both to run top 3.
Ooh, little same racer. Two off the top. I like it. When you combine all them, it's all juicy stuff. All right, getting to our Greyhound news, what's come across our desk. Hasn't been a whole lot, to be honest, in the week that's been. With the dishes, of course, we had the Speedstar on Wednesday night last night. It was mostly all favourites, I'm going to say. But, Shagger, what was your take on what I personally thought was another cracking edition of the Speedstar?
Oh, it was an awesome night of racing. Great spectacle to see dogs going head-to-head like that. No surprise that the highlight for me was watching Aston Rupee win his match race. I just thought it was great that they had him up against his little brother. Ran flying time and he took out the overall. So that was good. And also it was a nice little tip off the top. Little tip off the top as well. So that was good. Yeah. But yeah, well done.
What was your race?
The other one, Zipping Rambo in the 600, impressive to drop back in distance just a week after taking out the Sandown Cup over the 700. And another run I was impressed with was Webleck Hayes winning his match race. I think, he looked a little bit out of form, but he managed to take out Tyler Durden, who probably just third go over the 700. He just had enough at that distance. Mm. So, he's stepping back to the 660s, I think, for his next start.
Got a little bit tired, old Tyler. Okay, so pan for pan, what was the best head-to-head of the evening on Wednesday night?
Oh, the Tigalong Tonk and
Highly Explosive
was a cracking match race. As
Dorothy Dixer.
Yeah, as Kenny had tipped Highly Explosive and a good tip, given that the odds even drifted a little bit from that where they were earlier. And, yeah, she made it a really tight contest.
Yeah. There was a candy wrapper separating there. That was tight.
Yeah, she's looking very special. Is it okay to put a dog up as a boom dog once the whole world already know they're a boom dog?
Yeah.
There we go.
Go for it.
Which one have you got?
Highly Explosive has to go into that.
I put her up about 2 months ago.
All right. Well, no, it doesn't matter then. Let's move on.
Putting her up as a future stayer.
Infighting.
I was putting her up as a future stayer. I think, I'm mostly looking forward to when she gets up to 600 or 700.
Yeah, good segue, her run homes, stayer.
Yeah, her run homes are, sensational.
You know, my ears prick up when you mention the word future stayer because the big boy, he's already, time of recording, he hasn't raced, but he would have raced when we're going on air. So obviously Mr. Speaker going around at the Meadows today, but you know how in the Speedstar, how on their rugs they got their names on the rugs, the customised rugs, just like they do in the Melbourne Cup in the thoroughbreds for the saddle cloths. Mr. Speaker was actually the reserve in the Speedstar, and I slid a little message into Mick Floyd, and his little number 9 rug personalised with his name on it is actually sitting in the office at Sandown. So I might just have to pop down there and pick that one up and frame that for the dog that never raced in the Speedstar.
Mr. Speaker ran on the Monday before, didn't he?
Yeah.
So if he wasn't running on the Monday, he would have got into the Speedstar?
No, because there was no reserve needed in his event.
Sir Truckler ran from Bob.
No, he was the 600.
That was the 725.
He was on the 600. Sorry. Okay.
But had a spot opened up, it would have... we would have been a little bit peeved, but alas, that's the great Cape of Hay. English Derby kicked off last week, Kenny, over in your neck of the woods, further west than Perth and further north than Melbourne.
Yeah.
How'd the first round go?
Well, the one we tipped came second, so he's through to the next round. That's the machine. That's the important part. It was three nights of racing. Just it's great for punt. I was talking about the Speedstar last week is great for multis. The English Greyhound Derby first round is always brilliant for multis because you've got loads of hot shots. I had a few crossbars myself, didn't get the jackpot this year, but still, great three nights racing. Loved every second of it.
And for people who don't really know, how does the qualification for the next stage work and when does it all wrap up? Because you said it's, what, 64? It's six rounds and 64 dogs going for it?
Yeah, it's 6 weeks of racing. It starts off with 32 races, so now we're in the next round, which is 16 races, and his first three qualify, so half the field always qualify. And it's just a different kind of concept, because like it's not about if you're the fastest dog, it's actually purely about consistency. There'll be a few, I don't know which greyhound in Australia Shaggy, do you reckon would be the most consistent over 6 weeks, and you'd want him to win the race at the end of the 6 weeks? Like, I reckon
the way Tigalong Tonk's been going, he'd be up there. He's been very consistent.
Yeah. It would suit the likes of Tigalong, Tommy. I think, no offense to Shagger, but I think the likes of Aston Rippey would be caught out at some stage in one of the rounds if it didn't get a nice run-up or anything at the start.
Interesting point you make. What is stopping the big racing clubs down in Melbourne, the Meadows and Sandown, actually getting together and going, let's do something like this. This isn't done in Australia. Let's do a mega 6 week English Derby style event and see who can actually reign supreme and be the most consistent dog. They're searching for new things to do all the time. What is stopping them having a crack at something like that?
I thought about this before. The first thing that comes to mind is 8-dog races. Like 6 weeks, 8-dog races. That's a lot more dogs once you add an extra two into every single race. The other thing maybe...
We're the biggest and the best at a lot of things. See, why can't we be the biggest and the best in this as well?
See, the other thing about English Greyhound racing, it's seeded. So like... you could get your best dogs on the planet into like the first round of the competition in Australia. And what if Aston Rippey gets a bad draw in the first round? He's gone. Like he's highly. You still want the strongest dogs there at the end.
Like that's the whole thing. It's the most competitive. It's the most consistent.
Like if Aston Rippey would be in the UK, he'd be running from, he'd be seated inside every time, so he'd be getting box one or two every race, and he'd be just getting his run, and like, it's probably fair, more fair in that extent, respect.
Nah.
They've got a few.
It's not about that though. It's all about the luck, and you've got to be able to put it together six times. It would be, I don't know. I know it's a lot of admin and it's a lot of dogs and a lot of racing, but I mean, call it a super six or something like that, and have a proper 6 week event. And if you can win that, that's, you're a serious dog.
Yeah, I'd love to. Like, I genuinely love to see it. Like, I'd just be interested to see what that first round looks like when you've got,
oh, I don't know, be spectacle.
32 eight dog races.
Be sensational. Do it in back-to-back-to-back nights at Sandown. Just make a big thing of it. And then the second week, it's over two nights. And then finally you can get it on a one card. And then, then you're off. I'll be waiting for my phone to ring shortly after this radio show, and we'll get it done.
they do have a few other series. The Pink Diamond that's on at the moment, it only over a few weeks, but it does incorporate a number of different tracks. Likewise with the Great Chase over a few weeks, and you know, the dogs come from all sorts of provincial tracks, and then you know, make it through to semis and a final downtown. So yeah, there are a few good concepts, but yeah, definitely that 6 week sort of concept does sound interesting.
Yeah, it does. What was the name of the dog you tipped in the derby?
De Machine. So it's spelled D-E space machine, De Machine.
De Machine. That's also named after an Irish town. boys, obviously it's Origin, New South Wales and Queensland doing battle tonight. Just question without notice, Shag, up more so for Shag, because you've been around this country for a lot longer than old Kenny. What's the best dog you've ever seen come out of Queensland or New South Wales?
Or when you say Queensland, the first one that springs to mind is Flying Amy. Yeah, she was just a prolific winner. Just seemed to hardly ever lose a race. New South Wales. Still on Queensland. I think Just the Best was from Queensland. I don't know whether he had a great many starts, but he certainly made an impact at stud. And then New South Wales, oh, look, there's been a stack, but Power to Burn springs to mind. She was a fantastic race bitch, but has also been a really good producer, and we're seeing plenty of her line following through as champion dogs as we speak. One went around last night, actually, Power of Buddy at Warrigal, running good time, and I think a litter sister to him also won at Warrigal last night. So, Power to Burn for New South Wales and Flying Amy for Queensland.
There you go. That's how you answer a question without notice. Anyone playing at home, like it a lot. Let's go to something that's floundering a little bit, $5 dog.
$5 dog. Whoa.
Okay. I was given the pleasure or the poison chalice last week. Thought I'd put my $5 to try and kickstart us on Moa Meadow. Got $2.80. It was backed into $1.80. And this is how the race went down last Thursday night at Sandown Park.
Racing Moa Meadow away fairly. Speed from out deep. Jackstar Oakvale Style are rolling across, and Oakvale Style takes them out of the straight in front. Jackstar to second. Moa Meadow went through on the inside quickly, then Will Do. Followed in turn at the tail by Annie Rose. Along the back, the leader is Oakvale Style, out by four. Moa Meadow in second placing, a length Tigers 20. Six lengths to Annie Rose. Well back, Will Do. And last is Jackstar on the turn, though. Oakvale Style giving the favourite something to catch. Fave won't get near it. Oakvale Style won it by 4.5. Beat Moa Meadow, Tigers 20. Will Do might have pinched fourth of Annie Rose. Jackstar's run last in 29.53.
Moa Meadow in the cherry. I'll tell you what, the five just pinged and couldn't mow it down. Old Moa Meadows, ordinary name. Well, not an ordinary name in this instance because couldn't mow it down. But alas, we're back to zero. I think we've spent $35, $40 now on this great search to find a greyhound. And the baton is passed over to you, Shagger. Now, last time you had this great honour, you stuffed it. Don't stuff it this time. What have you got for us on $5 dog?
I'm going to go to Sandown, race 7. Number one, Carry On Liam. This is over the 5.95 corner start. He'll need to get away well. The dog to his outside, Brute, I think he can beat him out. And, yeah, look, Yeah, I think if he does get away clean, just going off the run he put in at the Meadows three starts back, where he did jump really nicely and ran a very fast 34.29. I think that sort of a run would seem home here. So off the good draw box one, he just needs to jump well to use it, and I think he'll get the bickies.
Like it a lot. Very good $5 dog. That's where we're on race number 7, number 1, Carry On Liam at Sandown Park Thursday night. Okay, time for Fast Bucks.
Fast Bucks. Fast Bucks, Fast Bucks, Fast Bucks.
Okay, we're going to go to Ballarat, Kitty. We've got the Pink Diamond stuff happening.
Yes, sir.
At B-Town on Thursday night. Well, Thursday evening. All right, music up in the background. You know how this works. Fast Bucks times. Who's winning Fast Bucks, by the way?
We've stumbled into a small issue where my laptop's been replaced, and I have to go back. I have to find the last episode that we said what the scores were, and then I have to backtrack from there. So we'll have them next week.
Okay,
it's a guarantee.
Right. Maybe we could start fresh, mate.
We'll start fresh again. We'll reset it next week once I bring the scores in.
Like it. Okay, Ballarat, Pink Diamond stuff. Race 1, Kenny.
Siren Head.
Shagger.
Mapunga Grace.
Race 2, Shagger.
Swift Ability.
Kenny.
Mapunga Jam.
Race 3, Kenny.
Rothwell Prince.
Shagger.
Untapped.
Race 4, Kenny.
Tanner Durden.
Shagger.
Whatever I Say.
Race 5, Shagger.
Masked Avenger.
Kenny.
Briller Soldier.
Race 6, Kenny.
We'll go with Shimmer Classic.
Shagger.
Run and Carry.
Race 7, Kenny.
This is cracking this. On the Bit.
Shagger.
On the Bit Scratched, Kenny.
Kablans.
I shouldn't have said that. I'll go Ultimate Avenger.
Race 8, Shagger.
Shimmer Shine.
Kenny.
Gypsy Yankee.
Race 9, Kenny.
Mapunga Gertie. We're going Shagger.
Aston Mirage.
Race 10, Shagger.
Ask for More.
Kenny.
Destructive Riot.
Race 11, Shagger.
Trout.
Kenny.
I don't like this race. Roxy Yusuki.
Race 12, Kenny.
Max Tractor.
And Shagger.
Speedstar.
Crikey. That was slow bucks, boys. That was slow, slow, slow bucks. Lucky we were at Ballarat for the Pink Diamond stuff. Let's take a break here on the non-chasers. We'll be back with a little bit more, and I think I've got a horror call which is right up there in the horror call annals of history. We'll be back after this. Here we are, the non-chasers on SEN Track for Sportsbet. Welcome back. Get straight into a nice little game of how much prize money right now. Prize money has that doggy one.
In the window, the one with the waggly tail.
Okay. How much prize money? Very, very simple game. If this is the first time you're in the car listening to us non-chasers, I'm going to say a dog. The boy's got to guess how much prize money the dog has won. Okay, this dog raced in the Sandown Cup the other night. Music up in the background. Number 1, Maggie Moo Moo, Shagger.
Say $65,000.
Kenny. Notoriously very good at this game.
She's been flying. I'll go for $100,000.
$78,540. Shagger just gets it as he's closest to the pin. Dog number 2, Sir Truculent. Kenny.
Sir Truck. You actually put him up before, and I can't remember what it was. I'm going to go for. Because Gunnar kept making jokes that he was winning bags of chips down in SA. I'm going to go for $225,000.
Shagger?
I'm going to say $255,000.
Shagger. 286,560. Takes a 2-0 lead, and Kenny is lost for the first time in weeks.
Ever.
Dog number three, Sunset Burbsky. Kenny.
I haven't a clue. 170,000.
Shagger for a clean sweep.
Ooh, yeah. I think that's not too bad of a guess from you, Kenny. I'll say 190,000.
Oh, he's a smart. He's just edged him out. He used his body weight. 209,530. It's a clean sweep for Shagger. How much prize money? Well done. Boysters, I've got a horror call. Okay. Now, horror calls, obviously, I do spend hours and hours and hours scouring the internet, searching things. People send them in via Twitter. I have a look. Sometimes I don't cut the mustard. And then I was rudely shocked when I was sent the way of a race in the United States. Now, I get it that they're not as intellectually equipped as us over here to call greyhound racing. But this race, and this was a fast finishing, amazing finish. This has got to be the worst 50 seconds of a call I've ever heard. It's just plain, it's boring, it's crap. This is what they dish up over there in the States. This is a horror call from America. Listen to this.
Here comes Rusty. And they're off. A red hot start. Taking the early lead by Jessica Biel. 5-1 and 7 as they near the first turn. Racing around the turn 1, NASDAQ takes the lead. 1-5, 7-2. Around the turn, race past the grandstand. 1 NASDAQ out front. 1-7-2. 3-4, 5-6. Into the clubhouse turn. 1 NASDAQ with the big lead. Second is 7, Surge. And then 2, Arkansas Bart. Back stretch at 1, NASDAQ showing the way. Then 7-2-4-3, 6-5. Into the far turn, 1 NASDAQ on top. Second gaining a little ground is 7, Surge. Third, 2, Bart. Now down the stretch, 1-7-6-2. Wonder comes 7-6 on the outside. Too close to call.
Ah, dearie me. Now, as I said before, that audio, that was a good race. That was a good race. The 1 let them out, NASDAQ let them out. And the 5 or the 6, because they weirdly put the 5, they put the 6 in the yellow over there as well, just to make it even weirder, flew home and had a huge win. But yeah, there's zero excitement in his voice. Shagger, Kenny, please, take the floor. That was just crap.
Go ahead, Shagger.
I was just going to say, I watched it for the first time with volume off and thought it was a really exciting race, and then watched it again with the volume up. And it actually took away from the spectacle and the event.
Yeah,
I've always taken issue with American commentators. Like, they actually sound like, those pieces of software where you type in the words and then the computer talks to you kind of thing? Like the ones you had.
Oh, like Siri?
Yeah, well, not even. I'm talking about the ones from the 90s. There's a program called Textease.
Yeah. it's honestly like they've just chucked a robot out there and... got it to call the race. It was ordinary.
It's like when you're selling like greyhound racing as a product, like commentary is the most important thing. The presentation, it's just like, I can't watch American racing. It's really bad. I've more or less stopped watching racing back in the UK as well. It shows you like the standard here when it comes to like the presenters, like Jason Lincoln and all our commentators, Pete and the boys. Like, it's just unbelievable, and it's probably the most important selling point of the racing.
Couldn't agree more. Cut above in this country. Wouldn't expect anything less. So that's a horror call. I think that goes right up there on the podium of Shires and Housery, to be honest. That's a horror call there from the States. Investigation. Just a short little sharp one here. Just had something come across my desk on Twitter. We often talk about the best spreads at Greyhound clubs around the country. Sandown, of course, do a great one. Or you can eat dumplings, ice cream at the end. You know, they've got it all. Pete Riley said that Angle Park is actually edges it out. And is very, very good. Cannington always, there's a lot of chatter about Cannington and the Palmer and Pot night they do down there, and a punt, I believe, as well. So they're just combining all facets of a great night. But someone got in touch with me saying that Rockhampton do a very, very, very good deal as well, a bit of an all-you-can-eat, some nice meals with the calamari as well. So Rockhampton is now on the agenda. So it's a bit of a state-by-state battle as to who the best spread is. So if you think you know there is a better spread out there than one of these, then please get in touch with us on Twitter, because Rockhampton now has joined the party and says, hello, we're the best spreads.
Do you know what we actually need to do? Do you know that guy who's gone around the country and all the bunning snags?
Yeah.
We need to do the same thing, but go around all the dog tracks.
And I was just going to say, yeah. Take the show on the road.
Well, we can organise it. We'll go watch a couple of races, but more importantly, we'll just test the food at the various establishments. Let's take a quick break here on the Nature Races. We'll be back with our analysis and a bit of Let's Shag and a little bit of investing in the Western here on the Non-Chasers after this break. Well, here we are back on the Non-Chasers here for Sportsbet on SEN Tracks. Just bringing a little bit of greyhound yabba to your ear holes on this beautiful Wednesday night, Origin Wednesday. It's just a beautiful place to be. So let's get into it. The hard-hitting stuff. This is the segment three. This is when the pens, pencils and crayons come out, because the boys are going to give you some winners. And this is what we're going to do right now. We're going to start with a little bit of Let's Shaggin'.
What should we do now?
Well, I've got an idea. Why don't we shag?
All right. Well, we'll kick off at Sandown as usual. And race one on the card, I think we've got the winner here in box five, Mirror Illusion. She's had a couple of pretty handy runs to her name so far. More so, like, her maiden win at Warrigal, I thought was very impressive, 25.78. She has had a win in the city since, and I think she'll have enough early pace to be prominent early here. The four is going to begin well as well and move towards the fence. And I think, she'll be much better out of the boxes than the dog to her outside, Dundee Candy. And, yeah, I think she'll sit nicely early and get the win. So race one at Sandown, number five, Mirror Illusion.
Yeah, baby.
The comment says a dominant Meadows winner. How dominant are we talking?
One by six lengths.
Okay, it's pretty good.
Yep. Next one I'm looking at here, race three. I'm going to do another same race multi here. I'll be going for Weblex Star in box one and Going All Right in box five to both run top three. Look, the only reason I sort of haven't nailed either of those down to being a win or a top two is because Ridge in box four certainly has a lot of ability, can just be a little bit iffy early at times. So I'll just go for number five, who I think will jump well, and Weblex Star, who I think will use the rails draw there to run on nicely to both run top three.
Yeah, baby!
Next one I'm looking at, I won't go into this for too long. Race four, number two, Tigalong Tonk, six-dog field. The dog to his inside father, Fevos, will stay to the rail. He's got a vacant box just outside. He's just in unbelievable form, and he'll be very short odds, more so just a race where you can perhaps throw him into a multi just to beef up the odds on something else that you might fancy. So race four, number two, Tigalong Tonk.
Yeah, baby.
I like your thinking. Just quickly to stop your mid-segment here, Shagger. Yeah. Tigalong Tonk took a while to win that group one, he did. Do you think he's a bit like Benjamin Button? He's just getting better with age, isn't he?
Well, yeah. The form he's been in of late is about as good as he's ever been racing, to be honest. From probably very late last year through to now, he's just gone from strength to strength.
If I sat you down 8 months ago and said, do you reckon he's missed his chance and he's primed for a group one, would you have agreed with me?
I would have agreed with you whenever it was. He put in one what I thought was a pretty disappointing run earlier this year.
Run down
by Rickerton Rick. But Rickerton Rick, you know, he has actually shown that he's an incredibly classy dog. So Yeah, maybe that run wasn't as disappointing as I first thought at the time. But look, yeah, no, he's definitely sort of stepped up again since that one. And yeah, he's not a bad call. Bit of a Benjamin Button getting better with age.
Yeah, carry on.
Thank you. race five. Again, won't go into this too much. Yozo Bale, box two. Just needs to step well. Eilish to the inside would be the only concern. She began like a rocket last start, and she does tend to just move off the fence a little bit. I'd expect Yozo Bale to be able to beat her out, though. So I would go for Yozo Bale here just to spring straight to the front, hold the rail, and get the win. So that's race five, number two.
Maybe that can be a little multi. Tick along Tonk into Yozo.
Why not? Yeah, they'll both be pretty short. Next one, already touched on Carry On Liam, race seven, number one, our $5 dog. Hopefully that one can get the chockies as well.
Yeah, baby.
Race eight, Omega Tyson I'm going for here in the grade five final over the 595 metres. Watch the market here. We'll just have to see how he's fancied. He was beaten 6.5 lengths in his heat by Jarrick Bale, who's out there in box five. It was his first go over the 600, and he did find interference. He's only a couple of runs back from a bit of a spell. I expect him to improve dramatically on his heat run. Omega Tyson, and hopefully there's a little bit of a drift on him and you get some better odds closer to the jump. So that's race eight, number two, Omega Tyson.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Next one, race nine, another same race multi I'm going here, and that's Sierra Foxtrot in box two and Highly Explosive in box seven to both run top three. I think one of them will get the win, but just given that Highly Explosive can be a little bit tardy early, I'd be very surprised if she wasn't able to go on and run a place. Sierra Foxtrot, very impressed with how he musters up. He actually missed the start a little bit last start, but I was very impressed with how he finished off the race. So race nine, number two, Sierra Foxtrot, number seven, Highly Explosive to both run top three.
Yeah, baby.
And race 12, an interesting runner here, box one, Webleck Eagle, another one of these dogs that doesn't get away too well but runs on like a steam train. This is his first race of the year. Haven't seen him race since October of last year. He did a trial at Geelong recently, 25.65, suggests he's absolutely humming. We'll go a same race multi for him to run top three, and Cadence Tiger to also run top three. I think Cadence Tiger could be the leader there. So just in case Webleck Eagle doesn't get away too well and finds a bit of strife, we'll go the same race multi there.
Webleck Eagle's the Sale Cup winner for Manny Lettingen, isn't it? The Group 1 winner.
Yeah, and put in a couple of absolute blinders late last year. I think he got up, saluted at some pretty good odds for one of those as well. He's returning after a hefty layoff.
Then to the Lanigan Kennels.
Absolutely. And just to round off, another race in the Pink Diamond series, Warrigal on Thursday Twilight have a really good card, and one of their champion series heats has the Boomdog Aston Rupee coming out of box one. That's race eight at Warrigal on Thursday afternoon.
You give the man five to 6 minutes and he just can't not talk about Aston Rupee.
Hey, your favourite dog draws the red. You got to tip it.
I love it. The day the Rupee wins a Group One, you're going to be a very excited man. Good shagging, mate. I do want to ask you quickly, though, about race two. You decided to skip race two. Mohawk Mork.
Yep.
All right. Kenny put this up as a tip off the top. It's beaten all before it, and it's three starts.
Yep.
It's a $3 chance. Are you confident from box five Mohawk Moore can get the spoils?
I don't mind him at all. The dogs to the outside all want to move towards the fence. He's drawn the middle there. So, that's the only reason I sort of steered it away from him. Also, Osprey Phantom in box six, if it was to ping the lids, it's been running in the 29.40s at Sandown, so that'd be a pretty tricky one to beat. Shanlin Kim for Lockie Scott and Emma Bowles has been running on really well in her races. So, yeah, look, Mohawk Mork, definitely a big chance, has good early pace, 3 out of 3. Yeah, not saying it won't win, but just, yeah, was reluctant to tip it from that draw.
Fingers crossed, good analysis, good stuff from you, Shagaloa. Let's jump on a Boeing 747 now and head west for Invest in the West.
Right, we'll just hold up that jumbo jet first. We'll not head that far. We'll just jump in the car and we'll head to Ballarat Thursday night.
We'll taxi from Ballarat.
Yeah. I'm doing a bit west of a tour of Melbourne. This week. Yeah. Race one, I really like Siren Head. He ran really well last week, beating Mponga Grace. I think Mponga Grace is the big danger here again. I think actually overall Mponga Grace is a faster dog, but it's just not going to get on the rail with Siren Head in box one. So first tip of the day, it's Ballarat Thursday night, race one, box one, Siren Head. And then I'm going to give you two real obvious tips. Tyler Durden is in race four. He's been absolutely pinging the lids recently. He's in box one here, drops back to 660 meters. Absolutely perfect distance for him. He's going to be a stupid, silly, small price. So chuck him into your multis along with race eight. We've got Shimmershine in there as well. And then we're going to stick with Thursday night. We're going a bit further west. We're going off to the bridge. Murray Bridge, race one. There's a dog here called Kanya Razor in box number two. He ran a massive race last week. He's not the fastest away or anything, but if he gets any sort of clear run, he will absolutely pummel this lot. So I think he'll be a real good bet as well. So it's Murray Bridge Thursday night, race one, box two, Kanya Razor. And then we can jump on our jumbo jet now. We're heading off to Cannington Saturday night, so we have plenty of time to get there.
Final boarding call.
Yeah. I'm going to kick off with race three this week. It's the Try Le Chef special.
They're just trying to get their name back out there.
Yeah.
The Try Le Chef.
We've a fairly competitive race here. Box one's Fernando Starr. He's done some good times over the last year at Cannington. Jailbreak Guess is decent, fantastic Raven. But I'm going to go with box three, R. Seabrook, trained by Chris Hulse, and it's just in incredible form at the minute. And just surely on his form. I just can't go against him at the minute. So first tip of the night at Cannington's, race three, box three, R. Seabrook. And then I'm going to head to race number six, which is the Winter Cup final. Really, really competitive race here. With box one with Wise Thunder. Box two is Tommy Shelby's brother, Withers Minnelli. Box three is Sir Monty, who was absolutely unbelievable last week. He did like 29.62, and he's landing a peach of a draw here. Box four is the Victorian Super Zoom Jake. Box five is Sunset Toxic, who didn't start his career off as well. Sunset Spitfire, it's the litter brawler of Sunset Spitfire, and he's really coming to himself now. He's absolutely flying. Box six, Fire on Star, good dog. Box seven, Stout Minnelli, I talk about him a lot. And box eight is the almighty Sunset Spitfire. This is a tough race. Sunset didn't win last week. It suffered because Starbuck was on his inside and he got caught up in that whole mess with him swinging out right. That's not going to happen this week, but there's a lot of early pace in his inside, so I'm going to go for Sunset Spitfire, but we need him to be pinging these lids because this is going to be really hard to get to the bend in front. So race six, I'm going to go for box eight, Sunset Spitfire, maybe a small saver in box three, Sir Monty. And then race seven, with a dog here in box two, Paddy, Starbuck. So what are we backing?
The one.
We're getting on box one. We just mentioned Tiggerong Tonk getting run down by dogs earlier. This dog managed to run down Tiggerong Tonk when he first came to Cannington. Box one, Chimera Minnelli, purely on the basis, like I said before, a Starbuck's in box two, close your eyes and get on the cherry. So it's race seven, box one, Chimera Minnelli. And then I'm going to finish off. I'll just fire in two more quick tips here. Race 9, box 4, Rapido last, top form. Big danger, box 2, Red Cap Manali, but Rapido's going to be out and gone. Red Cap's going to have to run him down, so I want to be on the one in front. And then race 11, Lashes Manali, drops down in grade here, has the cherry, slow away, but absolutely flies home, and I think he can easily run down the slot. So we're going to finish off this week with race 11, box 1, Lashes Manali.
Magnificent. Magnificent, magnificent stuff from you, gentlemen. Let's take a break here. We'll be back to wrap it all up. Dog, third, shaman, the money, the multi. We'll see you soon here on the Non-Chasers. Welcome back to the Non-Chasers here on SEN Track for Sports Bet. Time to wrap it all up. The home stretch of the show as the rain comes pounding down now, so it might get a little bit loud here. But let's get stuck into some dog food.
Ach, chum, it's so chumpy, you get carve it.
Gay, a great little game, how we wrap up the show. Commonly, dog food. It's either a dog or it's a term. This week's theme is origin, state of origin tonight. So I thought I'd crowbar that into the theme of dog food. Can we test our buzzers, please, Kenny?
I should have been prepared for this. I don't know. Name me a town, New South Wales. Broken Hill. Broken Hill. We're going with Broken Hill.
Shagger.
Queenslander.
Oh, okay. All right, music up in the background. Question one. Queensland.
Broken Hills.
Yep, Broken Hill.
That's a dog.
Correct. 1-0. Question two. New South Bale.
Queensland.
Oh, that's too funny. I love it. Instead of your best in the buzzer.
That's a term.
No, it's not. It's a dog. No,
really? New South Bale.
New South Bale.
Oh, that is a dog. Was it a Wheeler dog or did someone else?
I don't know.
Grab
I just
that.
Got it a dog.
Oh, that is the greatest. Question. That is one of the greatest greyhound names I've ever heard.
Oh.
Question three. Queenslander.
Queenslander.
Broken Hill. Yeah, Broken Hill.
Queenslander is a term.
No, it's not. It's a dog. Jeez. The man with a buzzer Queenslander couldn't even get his own name. Question four. Sydney Water.
Queenslander. Broken Hill.
Queenslander, that's you.
Sydney Water. We'll go with a term.
No, it's not. It's a dog. Okay. Negative two for you.
Why? Unusual dog name.
Double pointer here. Got to wrap through it. Number five, Origin Blues.
Broken Hill.
Yeah, Broken Hill.
It's a dog.
Correct. Well done. They've all been dogs. They're all dogs there today. You win dog food. Quickly, guys, show me the money. Our best value of the weekend. I'm going to Centre Park Thursday, race 10, number one, Arlington at 9.50. Shagger.
Mine is race 9, Sandown, number 7, Highly Explosive. Oh, sorry. My apologies. I thought you were doing the...
Quickly, Shagger. We're running out of time.
Come back to me.
I'm going to go with Race 11, Box 1, Shaibot Savage.
Shagger.
All right, let's
sorry,
get into the multi.
I wasn't prepared for this. Yep.
Let's get into the multi.
We'll just skip this week. Yeah. You know what? He's not having one. The multi. My tip is Mohawk Mork. I spoke about it earlier. Race 2, number 5, Mohawk Mork. Shagger.
That's my Highly Explosive. Race 9, number 7.
Kenny.
I'm going for Mirror Illusion in race 1, box 5.
And I hear Gunner's putting one in as well.
Yeah, that Omega dog, what race is he in?
Omega Tyson, race 8, number 2.
There we go.
Beautiful.
Need three out of four, and we're paying out $2.50 on that.
Six to four. I like it. All right, that's all we got time for, guys.
I'll go Shy But Savage, race 11 at Sandown for my Show Me the Money. Yeah, number one.
That's what I said. He's followed me in.
Did you say that one?
Shut up and let me wrap us up. Gamble responsibly. Have a great weekend. Wash your hands. Stay healthy, and we'll see you next week.
Go Broken Hill.
See ya.